Debbie mentioned about space, giving space, and I think that in the Western culture, and as Karina Damo alluded to it, that we're not really given enough space to be with death. It's something that's swept under the carpet, and there was a big contrast between when my father-in-law died, and he died at home with us, but the hospice came an hour or so after he died, and they immediately arranged for his body to be taken away. And my mother-in-law had been married 53 years. And she was distraught by that time, so hospice simply said, oh, give her a double dose of what? He's gonna die. Which my husband did, and it knocked her out. And she came round, and she said, where's Jim? Mm-hmm. Where's he gone? Mm-hmm. And I said, they've taken him. And again, she went through this terrible process. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the experience and enough knowledge to say to hospice people, we need his body, we need him here. We need to have time to grieve. And I think that this kind of situation may happen to some of us in this room with a loved one. And I think we need to be able to say, give me some time. Mm. So I was fortunate enough when my husband died, he died at home, and I wanted him there, and I was with him, and the hospice people phoned up, they wanted to come and take the bed. And I said, it's still occupied. So there was a long silence on the other end. Oh, well, do you mind if I give you a ring tomorrow? You know, and I was fortunate because Debbie and I think Karina Damo and Ajahn Yantika, they came after my husband had died. They washed the body with me. You know, that's it must have been the good merit that he'd accumulated. So for me, the contrast between, you know, seeing the distraught way my mother-in-law was, they've been married 53 years, and the guilt I felt in not being able to help her and to allowing this kind of thing to happen. And then with that experience, being determined, you know, not to let it happen again. So for us in this Western culture, when, you know, we have hospitals and hospice, and then they want to get on with their job, and they're, okay, well, that's the end, the person's dead. But I think for the living, those of us who are left, we need to have the courage to say, give me some time. Give me some time to just be able to be with that loss, with that person. You know, stroke them, touch them, whatever. So.
Part of, I mean, I think that's really important, but part of when Mary's sister died 2 years after she died, the one that I got very close to, and I was there when she died, and we talked about washing the body, and they did wash the body, but her family didn't want it around very long. And you just have to let that happen too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just being sensitive to the situation. Mm-hmm.